Mark chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Reaction to Preaching, part 2. In the previous discourse, we looked at Herodias. Now we're looking at Herod himself. Chapter 6 of Mark, verses 19 to 20. Now this is far more complex, far more complicated than Herodias. Herodias hates John. Herodias hates John's preaching. Herod is much more complex and complicated. Sin does that to us, you know. It complicates things. Remember Isaac Watts' poem for children, when at first we're tempted to deceive, oh, what a tangled web we weave. Tangled, yes. Well, here it is then. Let's get Herod. Well, Herodias is stymied, isn't she, because of verse 19. John had been saying to Herod, it's not lawful to you to have your brother's wife. So Herodias nursed a grudge against John. She wanted to kill him. You see, verse 19 there. But she was not able to, because Herod, her husband, feared John and protected him, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man. When Herod heard John, he was greatly puzzled. He did many things, that's the footnote, yet he liked to listen to him. So let's look at Herod. It's a very complicated case. Clearly he didn't like John's preaching in some respects, and yet he's attracted to it. He is a contradiction. You see, he had put John in prison, verse 17. He didn't like what John was saying about his marriage procedures and so on. And although he feared John, verse 20, he feared John, but he did protect him. He's a complicated man, and I think we have to bear in mind Herodias here. We're not told, but there is this relationship between them, and I can hear her nagging him, and I can hear he's got to keep some kind of peace in the home, and so on. There's a real complication here of how he's going to go on. He respects John, I'm sure, verse 20. He fears him. He protects him. I've got no doubt he's protecting him against Herodias. Why? Because he knew. You see, this is the point it says in verse 20. He knew he was a righteous man. He knew he was a holy man. He knew he was right. This is the point. So he's puzzled. He's tormented. As I say, the footnote says he's doing many things. He's trying to occupy himself. He's frustrated. He's flustering around. He's flapping around there. You can see him, can't you? John's preaching has got to him. It's convicted him. He respects John, though, and he likes to hear him. He likes to listen to him. He's a sermon taster. He likes John's preaching in that sense. It's a very difficult issue, isn't it? He likes to listen. He's a sermon taster. But he's not deeply enough affected to be changed. He's fascinated, he's attracted, but he won't yield to the gospel. He won't repent. He won't return to the right way. Well, in his case, it'd be taking up the right way for the first time. I wonder how many Herods are listening to me now. Am I one? Are you one, my friend? Are you fascinated by preaching? You like it. You listen to it. It cuts you sometimes, you don't like that, and so on. And you're caught, and you're complicated and complex about it. You see, this is not a one-off, I'm sure. I believe there are many Herods walking about in our churches and chapels. They like sermons, they're on the line, they get the tasting, they're listening to it all the time. It's a regular procedure, but it's not penetrating the heart, and therefore the life. I'm encouraged by it, though, from John the Baptist's point of view. Here is this lonely preacher who is all alone, and he's odd, and he's a nobody, and yet he's making a king and a queen, if you like, afraid. He's getting under their skin, and the word of God is having an effect. He's reaching them. Who knows whether preaching is piercing people as we preach? Who knows whether this discourse and others And in years to come, when people listen again, who knows that something even now will get to them and reach them. Oh, for better than Herod, though. We don't want sermon tasters. We don't want respecters of preachers. We don't want likers of preachers. We don't want people occupied with many things. We want converts, sinners to be regenerated, born again, brought to Christ in repentance and faith. This is what we see here. 2 Timothy 2, 24-26. Who knows, but God will use this to bring sinners out of captivity and awaken them to repentance. Felix, almost persuaded. Agrippa, do you think you can make me a Christian? And so on. You see, this man isn't in the horizontal. He's thinking about other people and so on. He needs to think about God. And you need to think about God too, so do I. Conviction, interest, attendance is not enough, my friend. You can be a sermon attender, you can listen, you can go to chapel in church, you can be part of it. Oh, that's not enough. It's got to be conviction and conversion, regeneration by the Spirit. How far may a sinner go and be unconverted? He can be in a pulpit, he can be a preacher, he can be banger on the drums, he can be a worship leader, he can make a coffee store work, he can do the audio and the video, he can be part and parcel of it all. But unless he is convicted, converted, having been regenerated, all will be lost. Herodias is a warning to this generation. May God bless this word to us all. May he bless it to me. May he bless it to you, my friend. May God be praised by this, to bring many Herods to a real sense and a real experience of regeneration by the Spirit, for Christ's sake. Amen.